Chapter 9, King Kong. "Mr. Raj, this is a post office," Tony exclaimed.
"Raj no," said Raj, nodding his head. "Raj here many times."
"But why did you bring us here?"
"You say you want to go to letterman. The letterman is here. This is the post office. You mail letters here."
"I didn't mean the letterman," Tony said, shaking his head in disbelief. "I meant David Letterman. I asked you to take us to David Letterman."
"Where?"
"Not where, who?"
Raj don't understand.
"David Letterman is a famous guy. He's got his own television show called The Late Show with David Letterman. I want you to take us to him."
"Raj don't have TV, so Raj not know this man."
Mo climbed out of the car. "I knew I should have stayed in Kansas City." Anna climbed out of the car. "This trip is a disaster. I want to go home." The taxi driver lowered his head.
"Raj, sorry. Very sorry."
"It's not your fault," Tony said, patting the taxi driver on the shoulder. "I didn't make myself clear enough."
"Raj give you another ride?"
Tony took the wad of money out of his pocket and held it out to the taxi driver.
"No, that's okay, Mr. Raj. How much for this ride?"
"Nothing. Raj not take your money."
"Why not?"
"Because driver not make money when make mistake," said Raj, pushing Tony's hand away.
"Thanks, that's really nice of you."
"Yeah," said Mo. "You didn't have to do that."
"Yes, Raj did," the taxi driver said, climbing into his car.
Then he wrote his telephone number on a piece of paper and handed it to Anna. "Please call Raj if you need any help to go somewhere or
psychological."
He paused, smiled, twirled his forefinger around the side of his head, and winked.
"Good luck, kids from Kansas City. I hope you find the letterman."
Anna smiled at the taxi driver.
"Thanks, best taxi driver and future best child psychologist in New York City."
"You're welcome, Angel," Raj said, and then he paused, looked at Tony and Mo, and smiled.
"You two devils welcome, too."
Then he drove down the street and disappeared into the heavy traffic.
"What now?" asked Mo. "We can't stand in front of the James A. Farley post office for the rest of our lives."
"The subway," answered Tony.
"Are you nuts?" Anna said. "We'll get lost."
"No way. It's be a piece of cake."
"Have you ever ridden a subway?" asked Mo.
"Well, no, but it can't be that hard. We'll pay. Get on. Ride. Get off."
Mo kicked an empty soda can on the sidewalk. It flew into the street and died a sudden death when a delivery truck smashed into it beyond recognition.
"We'll pay. Get on. Ride. Get off. Get mugged and die just like the soda can. And then someone will find our frozen bodies a day or two later, and we'll be sitting on a cloud watching them cart our bodies away and wish we'd never gone to New York City to be on some stupid TV show in the first place."
"You worry too much, Mo," Tony said as he slid his left arm around Mo's shoulder.
"Look around you. We're in the Big Apple. This is the most exciting city in the world, and we're this close to fame and glory."
He held his hand in front of Mo's face, thumb and forefinger an inch apart. "We're going to survive to see another day, and we're going to have a great time while we're at it. Trust me."
"Every time I trust you, I get into trouble."
Anna thumped both boys' heads.
"Hello, I'm here too. Both of you talk too much. You can stay here and discuss the weather. You can discuss whether or not the Easter Bunny is real. You can discuss the difference between boys and girls if you want to. I don't really care what you do. I'm freezing my hinder off. So I'm going to go find David Letterman by myself."
Anna shook her head and walked away from the boys. Within seconds, she melted into the crowd of people hurrying up and down the sidewalk. Tony and Mo looked at each other and smiled.
"Hey, wait up," Tony said. "You don't have to be such a grouch."
"Yeah," added Mo. The boys zigzagged in and out of people on the busy sidewalk and caught up with Anna.
"What is the difference between boys and girls?" asked Mo.
"Nice weather, huh?" asked Tony.
"You guys are impossible," said Anna.
"Let's find a subway station, now."
"Okay," said Tony. "Next stop, the subway station to the Empire State Building. My grandmother ordered tickets online and sent them to me. I've got them packed away in my backpack."
"What about the late show?" asked Anna.
"The show doesn't tape until this afternoon, so we'll do both. We can't leave the Big Apple without going to the top of the Empire State Building."
He stopped a policeman who was passing by.
"Excuse me, sir, but can you please tell us which subway to take to the Empire State Building?"
The policeman took a bite of his celery smeared with peanut butter.
"You don't need to take the subway, kid. Walk in 10. Go up to 34th Street. Hang right. It'll be three blocks down on your right."
"We're that close?" asked Tony. "That's right," said the policeman, stuffing the rest of the celery in his mouth, then wiping the peanut butter from his lips with the back of his hand. "I gotta get to the precinct. See you around."
"Thanks, sir."
"No problem, kid."
"Let's go," said Tony.
"Hey, wait a minute," Anna said. "I better call Mr. Gore again." She dialed, then groaned.
"Same recording."
"Well then," said Tony, "let's head to the Empire State Building." About 5 minutes later, the kids stood at the corner of 34th Street and Broadway. They stared up at the sky. They were speechless. Finally, Tony broke the silence. "How in the world did King Kong climb up that baby?"